ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be looking at a very interesting question. This question is about the 190th verse of Surah Araf. In Surah Araf, verse 190, we read the following. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. فَلَمَّا آتَاهُمَا صَالِحًا جَعَلَ لَهُ شُرَكَاء, which translates as, when we gave those two a righteous child, they set up partners for him, they set up partners for God. Some of the Quranic commentators and also some people in general who observe this verse and compare it with the verses which precede it somehow have come to the conclusion that this verse is about the Prophet Adam, because a portion of the verse which precedes it refers to the Prophet Adam. And they say that what this verse means is that the Prophet Adam, when he was given a child, after his wife Eve bore a child, Adam and Eve became polytheists. And we know that this is contrary to the infallibility of the prophets, and therefore we cannot interpret this verse in this way. We have to come up with another alternative interpretation for this verse. So in response to this question, we can say that in this verse, God is not speaking about two people in particular, Adam and Eve. Rather, he is speaking about every mother and father in general, right? Usually a mother and father, when, you know, before they're even a child, they pray to God, they're very God-centric, God-fearing people, religious, they're praying to God for, a good child. But once they're given the child, sometimes, a lot of times, they begin to compromise their religious beliefs for the, for what they believe is the betterment of the child. Right. Like, for example, I remember when I was in high school, I had a friend, and it was Ramadan, and both of us were fasting, and we used to go to the library, because we couldn't go to the lunchroom because we were fasting, we used to be there. One day, I remember that towards the end of Ramadan, he never came. He stopped coming. And, I saw him later on and I asked him why he stopped coming. And he said, well, I wasn't fasting, so I decided not to come to bother you there while you were fasting. So I said, why did you stop fasting? And he said, well, he wanted to be a doctor and he had a big exam coming. And he said, my mom and my dad, they didn't allow me to fast because they thought that maybe if I fasted, I would have, did bad on my exam, and I couldn't have, it would have harmed the possibility of my becoming a doctor. Right, so as an example, a lot of times this happens, we can say that this is something that happens with parents in general, it's not something that's becoming of the station of a prophet such as Adam. Specifically, God Almighty says, regarding Adam, summa tabahu rabbuhu fataba alayhi wa hada wa man yahdillahu fahuwa al-muhtad. God chose him and turned towards him and guided him, and if somebody, God guides somebody, then he is guided. How could somebody who is guided by God become a polytheist? Right, this doesn't make sense. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the 190th verse of Surah Araf and its meaning. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.